So obviously your dad was a coach, you're a coach, and if you think back to that 18-year-old that you were talking about from today, what advice would you give yourself? Doesn't need to be rules or anything, but more like approach to how you take things. In other words, how would you help push yourself through some barriers and gates that you went through? What advice would you give yourself?
Wow, that's a great question. I think that, I think exposing myself more to people, not being afraid to ask questions of, okay, whether it was Andy who was, 5 years old, just, dig in more, learn more, right? About what's the journey now for the next 5 years, right? And to be able to, and you're too embarrassed, you're not confident enough to do that at that age, right? So you're just learning kind of visually and what your coaches tell you. But if you could be, a little hungrier with that, gathering the information, because the information at the end of the day, that's what makes you valuable. And I mean, that's how you make critical thinking the best, choices of whether it's how you train, how you approach, it's all that information that comes into you. So yeah, I guess, and for me, it's just gathering that information is by being able to get it from other people. And yeah, probably could have done a better job at that.
So it would be you're saying it would be to sort of ask more, question more,
Yeah, exactly.
listen and hear what people are saying in a sense.
Yeah, don't act like, hey, I kind of got it dialed, right? No, you don't have it dialed. You got a lot to learn.
That's what I always say when people come in here to the studio and say, "Oh, I'm a professional at Photoshop." I'm like, "Okay, there's the door." Because it's like, if you're not learning, forget it. I want people who are constantly learning and saying, "Well, I know how to maneuver in Photoshop, but I'm always learning new things." That's, I
And
feel like.
that is what the biggest thing we say. We have survived on. I'm not afraid to ask the dumbest questions. I got into a business I knew nothing about, but you know what? When people want to help, right? They say, "Help me out here." And those are my mentors now that were there and took those calls, those cold calls from this silly kid that was getting into this business but wanted to learn, right? And I think that's a lesson that we try to convey to our people is there's no dumb questions. None of us have it wired. So.
But again, it also comes down to community. I mean, who are you reaching out to? But in a way, they weren't of blood, but they were part of your family. You grew up around these folks. They knew, they went through a whole bunch of stuff, and why not learn from what they went through, you know?